This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a perfect world, I would get to cover the ethnic grocery stores beat. Is there nothing better than seeing what you can discover in some unexplored Italian, Chinese, or Polish grocery? I did not get the assignment today, but a luckier reporter got to check out a place where you can buy an 8-pound watermelon for $1 or a bottle of cognac for $60,000. Erica Mu looks at the economics of the Hawaii supermarket near downtown Los Angeles.
The deals at Hawaii Supermarket are so good that, according to manager Chris Duong, customers are constantly getting into fights over sale items.
People are pretty passionate about their produce.
In addition to cheap bok choy and sole fish, the Chinese grocery store carries another popular item, alcohol. Really fancy alcohol.
It's $60,000 for a large bottle of Louis XIII Black Pearl.
Now, $60,000 is more than a lot of annual salaries. But for Hawaii Supermarket's wealthy shoppers from China, high-end liquor is its own kind of currency.
Gift-giving is very important, fundamental, if you will, to most relationships in Chinese society.
Sage Brennan is the co-founder of the consulting group China Luxury Advisors. Gift-giving, he says, is just part of doing business among the Chinese. But the goods? They better be real.
If you know someone loves French Bordeaux, you need to find a bottle that's authentic that you can give. Otherwise, you know, the sort of fashion police will come get you, right?
As it turns out, knockoff booze is a serious problem in China.
Of any chateau that's famous, there are more fake bottles than the actual bottles that are produced that year in France, in China.
Which might explain why Moutai, a liquor that's actually made in China, is one of the supermarket's top sellers among Chinese visitors. Here in the States, that bottle's probably going to be authentic. And chances are, it'll be cheaper, too.
In terms of most luxury goods, you're probably saving 40, 50, 70% just by shopping here in the U.S.
That's because luxury goods in China are slapped with really high taxes. So Chinese consumers seeking the finer things in life know to buy abroad, which, in East L.A. County, means business for the humble Chinese grocery store, even jobs. And who is this here?
He's our security guard. He helps make sure all the wine stays in the cabinet, strategically placed, as we like to say.
In San Gabriel, California, I'm Erica Mu for Marketplace.